I've had a book.
Hey.
It's paper. A proper book. I don't have many proper books. Maybe half a dozen. I bought this one a couple of years ago. Just under 2 years, actually. When I first moved into this house. It was one of the first things I bought. And I bought it because I've watched the movie. And like everybody else, you read a book and you see a movie and it's never the same. There's bits missed. Keen example is Harry Potter. Anybody's read all of the books and watched the movie after reading the book, you know half the book's missing. But this book, for this day and age, considering when it was originally written, which was, when was it first published? It doesn't tell me. Oh, here we go. First published 1949. A cool 35 years before its time. That's making you think. But I keep picking it up. I keep thinking I'll sit down and read this. I haven't got more than 15 pages in. That's the most. First time I got about 6 pages in, put it down, thought I'll come back to that. Stayed there for 6 months. Didn't move off the side of the coffee table. I dusted it and put it back down. But I'm going to read it. I mean, hell's teeth. It's only 352 pages long, and bloody hell. The appendix is from 342 to 355, so the appendix is 13 pages long. But I keep meaning to read it just because of what it is and what it stands for. So, June the 25th, George Orwell Day. It's the date of his birth. His birthday. And if, like me, you will be by his graveside, which you're welcome to come. We discuss things. If you search out the hashtag 1984 symposium, then you'll find a bit of history. But half an hour's reading tonight, I start the book again. No digital copies. I'm using this. The real thing.